14 and 15. I would like to take them back here. But I don't think I would like to arrive here on my bike during TT, and I would not like to have my children with me on bikes. But I would like to come here outside TT season on bike with children, but not in the TT. I think it's thrilling enough to ride single in the during the TT.
Have you been to any other biking festivals around the world?
No, we usually don't attend such events. This is the only time we think it's nice with crowds on bikes. Usually we prefer to go around alone.
So have many people heard of TT in Norway, or do you think it really is just a biking thing? Only bikers have heard of TT?
Well, I think you're right. I think most bikers know TT, and, they hardly know of the Isle of Man. Yeah.
So when did you first hear of TT?
Well, after we started biking ourselves, we were quite grown when we started. So we went to the TTs, not too long after we had the driver's license for bikes. And I don't remember how we got the idea, actually. We simply went.
So what were your first impressions of TT when you arrived here for the first time?
I was a bit terrified with the crowds because I wasn't a very experienced rider then. But I really loved it, and I found that things worked out. If only I minded my business, people took care. I think, well, even you see a lot of, kind of hot driving, but people seem to take care nevertheless. So, I don't feel chased, actually. I don't, but it's thrilling enough.
Do you have any favourite points from which to watch the race, or favourite pubs at the island?
Well, I liked watching from Craigney Bar, and we watched from the Laurel Bank yesterday, and that was the day before, and that was quite fine. Yes, I found it a bit inconvenient up here. That's why I left the other ones. So I don't really mind watching, but if you have to have aching legs and aching backs, I'd rather leave.
So you're listening to Radio TT. Do you listen in English?
Yes, and because I'm interested in English because I'm studying it as well, and I find it very rewarding to listen to the radio.
Did you buy an official program?
My husband did, yes. Yes, he has to have got it, that one. Mm.
What else do I want to ask you? Thanks very much.
My name's Martin Moss. I'm a dental surgeon from Salisbury in Wiltshire.
And I'm John Atkins. I'm also a dentist, and I'm from Warminster in Wiltshire.
So have you been to the TT before?
I have. First time was for the 50th anniversary celebrations in 1967, and then again in 68. And about 20 years ago I came over for the Grand Prix in the autumn. It wasn't actually arranged to come to the Grand Prix, it was a Railway Club expedition. And it just happened to coincide with the Grand Prix, which was fun.
Have you been to the TT before?
No, this is my first time, but it's been an ambition for a very, very long time to come.
So, are you bikers?
Well, yes. As you can see, these are our bikes, and we definitely are.
Did you come as part of a motorcycle club, or did you come independently?
We came just as a group of three dentists, independently.
Where are you staying?
Ullswater House. It's a little guest house on the just around the back of the prom.
How are you finding that?
Seems quite comfortable, very, very cramped, but I mean, they've got to make their money in the summer, haven't they? So.
You find it quite expensive to get over here?
No, it's not too bad at all, actually. We've come on the bikes. It didn't cost a lot on the ferry on the bikes, and the bed and breakfast is reasonable for TT week rate.
So what kinds of things have you been doing since you arrived?
Drying off, actually, because we came over yesterday and it was pretty wet, yes. And then we just went out for a wander around to a pub and to an Italian restaurant yesterday evening, watched the fireworks. Got to bed before midnight, unlike you lot. Oh yes, watch the bungee jumping.
So what else do you plan to do?
I plan to do some sightseeing and plan to see the racing on, when is it, Friday, and just generally sort of explore the island.
Are you going to ride around the course?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've done this little bit this morning. We shall probably go around the rest of it on the way home.
So how did you end up in Glen Helen today?
Brendan, who's our other friend, he tried to tell me that Glen Helen was near the Ramsey hairpin, and I said it wasn't, so we rode round and he said, this is it. And I said, you're rather a long way from the Ramsey hairpin. But it's a lovely sight, and it'll be perfect for watching the sidecars from.
So you've been here before. Do you have any favourite vantage points for watching the race?
The Gooseneck. It's above the Ramsey hairpin going up onto the Mountain Mile. And I also like the 33rd milestone, which is between Windy Corner and Kate's Cottage.
Will you be taking any souvenirs back?
I'm looking for a T-shirt or to get one printed with a Avon Roadrunner tyre and "Pollution is a pedestrian" written across it.
What about you?
Well, I'll be looking for something to take back for my wife and my daughter. Probably a T-shirt from my daughter, don't know yet, for my wife.
Wants to persuade his wife to come next time. Yes, it was thought possibly that Brendan might not be able to come, and my wife said she'd be on the back in a shot, like a shot.
So what took you so long to get to the TT?
Just opportunity, really. Time, opportunity, having the right bike, lots of different reasons.
So what are your first impressions on arriving here?
Well, flabbergasted by the number of bikes. Totally amazed at the wonderful attitude of the police. And just generally, although people had told me everyone was friendly, just really finding out that it's true.
So what kinds of things had you heard about the TT before you arrived?
That it was a wonderful place to come if you like bikes. Everyone was friendly, although they had many, many visitors over TT Week. The amount of trouble was very, very slight and minimal. And that everyone was friendly towards people who rode motorbikes.
Do you think TT has a bad press in England or elsewhere because of the accidents?
The TT has a virtually no press in Great Britain unless there are accidents, which I think is a shame. I can understand years ago that there was not that much coverage because of the difficulties with filming and that, but now there is no reason that I can see why the whole race shouldn't be filmed with onboard technology and things like this, which we don't get, and there is no press at all, and I think it's a shame because it's lost its status as a Grand Prix event because of the cost, and the riders can't afford to take a fortnight out as a Grand Prix event. But I think it really should have a press because it would improve its standing worldwide, and there's no reason not to.
Have you been to any other biking festivals elsewhere?
Not recently. I used to go to Mallory Park and Cadwell and Stamford Hall, which was a big rally, but recently, apart from last year, we went to motocross in France when we were on holiday there.
How do they compare to the TT? Do they compare?
There's no comparison, none whatsoever. People wonder with the TT how you can follow a race where people start at intervals and it's a 37-mile course. It's just more interesting, really, than watching people scratching around a short circuit. Yes, it is.
So have you noticed any changes in the times that you've been coming back to the TT over the last 30 years? Did you say you first came in 1967?
One of the things they have done with Douglas Promenade is put a sort of central raised bit down there and split it into two. An impromptu event which used to take place and was tolerated was unofficial drag racing down the prom in the evenings. People used to start from the cafe at one end and go down to the roundabout, and the police used to tolerate this. It was actually more exciting than the Ramsey Sprint. But people just used to try their bikes out on the prom, and I suppose with the increase in traffic and that, they can't allow it anymore.
What about the festival side of it? Do you think that's grown?
I haven't had an opportunity to see it this year yet, having only arrived yesterday.
Is there anything that you change about the TT from what you've seen? Is there anything that you don't like?
Well, I haven't really been here long enough to comment on that, only arriving yesterday, and so far everything seems wonderful.
What about you?
No, I don't think I'd like to change it. I think they change the regulations too often, in fact, so that from one year to the next people don't really know what race that. I mean, there was confusion today over what bikes were going to be allowed to race, what petrol was going to be put in. You know, they keep changing the regulations. It would be easier, I think, for the riders and everybody if they knew where they stood from the start.
So
perhaps some tightening up on drafting of regulations, which perhaps are a little bit amateurish in this respect. You know, I think that side of it could perhaps be slickened up a bit. You know, but again, it's part of the charm of it that it is so relaxed and friendly.
Could you describe the atmosphere since you got here?
Well, just one of total friendliness and openness amongst everyone. Everybody's interested in everybody else's bikes. I haven't heard any arguments. I haven't seen any bad behaviour. It's just been quite amazing.
Have you had a chance to meet many new people since you arrived?
Well, we've spoken to lots of people, yes. And everywhere you go, you speak to people and people speak to you, which is quite amazing. Whereas I can't think of any other situation that would happen. If you walked down a street in Blackpool or something, no one would speak to you.
So do you think you have to be a biker or a biking enthusiast to enjoy TT?
I don't think so, no. The first time I came, as I say, the hotel there, the people who were in it didn't realise that the TT was on. But when they went and watched it, they were absolutely hooked.
Have you noticed any differences in the kind of merchandising and the advertising that's been going on around TT over the years that you've been coming?
Not a great deal of change, though. We have noticed that George Formby doesn't seem to be on this year for the first time with his No Limit film.
Maybe
it is, we haven't seen it. In good weather was today they were asking people not to use flash photographs at Brandon Bridge, and one of the things that people they were always asking them on the radio was, please do not feed the seagulls the people at the bungalow, because if you're going through the bungalow at 180 miles an hour and you hit a seagull, and of course they congregate around where people are. And people are so stupid, they will feed them.
Yeah.
And riders have been injured by coming into contact with seagulls at high speed. There was one time, when we were here first time, where the capacities and that of the bikes were, and the formulation of the bikes was not limited, where you had amazing combinations. There was 50cc motorbikes with two cylinders, Honda Works Hondas. And I can't remember the Japanese bloke's name. He was the team person who was supposed to win. And Phil Reed and Bill Ivey were the other two team members of the Honda Works team. Came off on the veranda going round towards the bungalow. Went down the hillside about 50 yards. And Phil Reed and Bill Ivey stopped and helped him carry his bike back up. And they rode in a procession because they were so far ahead of all the privateers.
Yeah.
with these incredible bikes.
So will you be back to the TT?
We'll be back. We've just been joined by Brendan. He's an expatriate Kiwi who's been before. Yeah, he's got his New Zealand T-shirt on. So, yes, we'll be back. We're hoping to be able to persuade the wives to come along, I think. Well, John and I don't know about Brendan, but he's got to be able to get her on the motorbike first, I think, before he can persuade her to come along.
Would you like to come back to the TT?
Oh, definitely, absolutely. Yeah, I've already booked. Not really, but.
When did you have to book?
I started booking about last October. but had great difficulty and only managed to finally confirm it, I think, March, something like that.
Is it same for you?
John arranged it all for us. He's done all the organising, so we've got to decide where we're watching from. He said he's done enough organising for once.
I just follow them. Yeah.
Well, he's newer on these recently, on motorbikes, aren't you?
Well, after a very long gap, yeah.
We're reconstituted rockers.
I'm Brendan Ball. I'm living in Malmesbury, Wiltshire, but I'm from New Zealand.
So have you been to the TT before?
Several times. I think this is my sixth time.
And when was the first time that you came?
First time was 1976, so this is almost an anniversary.
Are you a biker yourself?
I've had bikes for a very, very long time.
So what had you heard about the TT before you came?
Oh, that it was paradise, that it was Mecca, that it was where, if you've ever had a bike, that's where you had to go. And from New Zealand, it's regarded as almost being an extension, you know. It's like New Zealand's fourth island. It's very, very important to Kiwis.
So it's well known?
Oh, we haven't. Well known is probably not the right word. You know, it's, as I say, almost the fourth island, certainly amongst motorcyclists in New Zealand. And there's been a few pretty successful Kiwis that have raced here. Well, and what's his name? Crosby. But as you know, they do okay. And I've even come over with have come over to watch New Zealanders race and things like that quite specifically. But that's going back a while.
So can you remember your first impressions when you first arrived at TT?
Yes, absolutely. It was brilliant. The first impressions, I suppose, though, they started at Liverpool. And it's the atmosphere that builds there. The just being with so many people who are so enthusiastic about bikes, and then when you come over, it's fantastic.
How do you find the atmosphere here?
Oh, friendly, warm, and exciting. Yeah. Wonderful place, absolutely wonderful place.
Have you noticed any changes over the years that you've been coming back?
The bikes have changed dramatically. There's also a little bit more obvious emphasis on safety than there has been, and I think that's a positive and necessary thing. It's very sad that on the mainland the only information you get about the island is the negatives, and that is upsetting. What's surprising is the incredible level of safety that there is, and it's just so much fun.
It's quite sad, isn't it, that the only that there's no TV coverage, and yet minority sports like snowboarding have got their own TV programme dedicated to it, and yet motorcycling, which has a huge following, is not represented at all.
Well, I calculated that for the 1967 races, that they'd covered 500,000 vehicle miles at racing speeds, and that year there were no fatalities. I don't imagine that you could go out in cars or motorbikes on any road anywhere, cover 500,000 miles without someone being killed. It really is, in a respect, safer than riding or driving around in the ordinary way.
What about the festival side of it?
Usually I've camped, and we've been out of Douglas, so that this is, I think, only the third time I've been in Douglas to see the other bits and pieces that are going on.
What other bits and pieces are these?
Well, things like, well, I believe the Red Arrows appeared last night. I heard them. What wonderful pilots they are. But there was the fireworks and things like that. And heavens, we only arrived last night, so we haven't had much of a chance. But other times I've come and gone to club meetings and things like that, and I noticed there doesn't seem to be quite the number of old bikes that there used to be. Not surprising, I couldn't come on mine either.
So do you think you have to be a biker to enjoy TT or not?
I don't think you have to be a biker at all, but it certainly helps.
Will you be back to the TT?
There's a very, very high likelihood that I will be, on something perhaps a bit more, a little bit more special than I've come this year.
Thanks very much. Thanks, everyone.
And a pleasant event occurred. First time I came over, I'd had some bother with my motorbike, a Velocet Venom. Kickstart spring had broken, and these happen on Velocets. Rather dejectedly, I attended the Velocet and Vincent owners meeting Niarwal Bay, and I see that they still have it there. And as I was marshalled into place, aero-elastic holding the kickstart up, the chap said, you know, come and see me in a minute, and I might be able to help you. So I did, and he explained that there would be a club meeting at the pub at Glen Helen, where we are now. And he said, come along and bring your take your kickstart off, bring it in, and we'll see what we can sort out for you. You know, bring whatever you need replacing. So I duly did, and they handed me a box of spare parts and said, take what you need from it. I said, well, all I need is the kickstart spring. Well, go and fit it onto your bike, see that it works. So I did that, went back and said, well, that's great. What do I owe you for it? No. Next time you come to the island, bring a kickstart spring with you. I said, but I may not be back next year. That's okay, just bring a kickstart spring. It was about 3 years before I came back on the Velocet with two kickstart springs, one in the pocket, one in the bike. And I'd just got the bike parked and was wandering around looking at things, and a young chap sort of just, I'd seen him going to various people asking questions, and he said, I don't suppose you've got a kickstart spring for a Velocet, have you? I said, yes, here it is. What do I owe you for it? That kickstart spring's probably still going around somewhere, I expect. And that's kind of the spirit of the island. It's a friendliness, and it's just wonderful. It really is wonderful. So you can have that one.
My name is Charlotte, and I live at Glen Helen.
And you moved over here 7 years ago, so you must know a lot about the TT. What do you think of the TT?
It's okay.
You're not interested in bikes?
Well, sort of. Well, I just think they're great fun to watch.
Do you look forward to the TT every year?
Yeah.
And you live in Glen Helen Lodge?
Yeah.
So what happens come TT time? Does your dad have to make preparations for the bar and the pub, stuff like that?
Well, yes. He phones lots of people up and asks for lots of stuff, makes lots of orders, and we're basically really, really busy.
And your gran's over this year, isn't she?
Yeah, she's over almost every year.
And do you help out too?
Yeah. I help run this little shop we have out front, and take care of my little brother and stuff like that.
Do you get days off school for TT?
Oh yeah, we get a few days off during practice, and we get the whole week of the race days off as well. Yeah.
So when you're not at Glen Helen Lodge, what do you do during TT? Do you get a chance to watch the races and go out and about?
Oh yeah, sometimes.
So what have you done this week?
Well, we've been shopping and running the shop and that sort of stuff.
Have you talked to anyone new? Have you talked to any of the bikers or the people that have come over for TT?
Oh yeah, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, they're very interesting. Well, they talk about how thrilling it is to watch the bikes and stuff.
But you don't know anything about bikes yourself?
Well, not really.
Do you think you have to be a biker to be interested in TT, or do you think there's something for everyone during the fortnight on the island?
Really, something for everybody to enjoy.
What else is there? From the TT, any badges or any bags or T-shirts?
Well, I've got 250p coins with pictures of bikes on, and my little brother's got a T-shirt.
Are your friends interested in the TT and in motorbikes? What do they think of it?
Well, they're interested. They like it.
Do you do any schoolwork or any projects in school on the TT during the run-up to TT?
Well, not really.
What about when you go back after the week off school's over? Do you talk about TT?
Well, sometimes. Find out what people have been doing and stuff.
Hang on.
Well, it's just really thrilling, basically, and a whole new experience to the rest of the year. Yeah.
different people that come in.
Yeah. And you get French people, and I speak a little bit of French, so you have to, so it's so that's a bit useful. Yeah.
What about those funny men that come in the evening sometimes, and we get midges in the car park here?
Oh yeah.
And they always use the car park for the big meetings, and they come with huge big nets over the front of their motorcycle hats, don't they?
Yeah, huge nets over the fronts of them, their helmets and stuff, and they're wandering around like
as if they're from some guerrilla warfare
or
group,
from outer space
they?
Or something like that.
And we had some men once come in, they had Viking horns sticking out the top of their crash helmets,
didn't they? Yeah, they had Viking horns like that. It was really, really weird. Yeah.
They looked really, and they had huge beards sticking out the bottoms of their crash hats. They looked just most peculiar.
Yeah.
And they were solicitors in real life. They spoke really educatedly. Yeah. And they looked like something from, I don't know where.
Mars.
Yeah, they did. They looked really weird.
So is this the busiest 2 weeks of the year for you?
Oh yes, definitely. The only thing that comes anywhere near to it is Grand Prix week, and this is far more frantic, Grand Prix week. In some ways, Grand Prix week is nicer for us because we can actually participate, whereas TT week, you've got no time.
So you haven't actually been down and gone round Douglas and taken part in anything else?
No, I don't get out at all. Yeah, just one day's end to the next. Breakfast start at 8 o'clock, and we finish cooking evening meals at 10:30.
Yeah.
And I don't.
So what does happen in the run-up to TT? What things change around here? What do you have to do?
We just have to reorganise the entire building to make sure that anything that could be moved is taken away. And we just get ready for all the people coming in. But the piece I like about TT Week is the faces you see come back year after year. We've been here for 7 years ourselves now, and the same group of Germans have come back every year, and they come in, even if they only come in to see you for half an hour the first time they arrive, they come in and you hear about their family histories. Yeah. And then there's quite a few little groups of English people that come back, but it's not quite the same as coming all the way from the south of Germany. They spend 3 days to drive here to get here, and they've come every year for 7 years now, which is quite nice.
So what were your first impressions when you first saw TT 7 years ago? What did you think?
Well, it was really amazing because we were told, you're going to be busy. You really will be busy. And we thought, right, we're going to be busy. And we got all these extra staff in. And we thought, it doesn't matter what happens, World War III can hit us and we are still going to cope.
Yeah.
And then World War III did hit us and some. It was just amazing, really amazing. Yeah. On the Saturday, which is the busiest day, we get through over 100 dozen BAPs, just BAPs, and that's cases and cases and cases of chips and burgers coming out of their ears, so that's very, very busy, but it's good fun.
Are you interested in biking yourself?
Not really. I used to have a bike when I was younger, but I can't say I'm a biker.
I've got a bike. I've been a bike.
No.
Would you say you had to be a biker to enjoy TT?
I don't think so, because it's such an amazing atmosphere that you can just participate with the camaraderie that's around, and people make you interested in it because they're so interested.
Yeah.
They come in, did you see so-and-so? And two or three of our locals actually ride in the TT as well. The children are at school with
Brian Venables.
That's right, Brian Venables' children. Mm. And of course they like to see him and how he goes round. And some of the not so well known riders, but they drink here throughout the year, so you know, you follow their progress going round. It's quite nice, makes you feel a bit more part of it, a bit more personal to you.
If you can't get out and about.
Yeah, it's quite good. And then you get the sidecar crews that break down and they come in and, oh God, we're dying for a drink, please, we haven't got any money, and you buy them a drink, and you don't ever think you'll see them again. And then they'll come back sometime during the year and say, we had a drink from you, it was really kind, and now we're coming back for another one. They are just very genuine.
Yeah.
They are all very genuine.
Would you collect anything, any souvenirs for the TT during the fortnight?
Well, we do collect the badges that come every year. Not the commercial ones that people sell, but the actual proper TT badges, which is quite nice. And then a lot of people seem to like the Ogri beer mats.
Yeah.
I can't say they're my cup of tea particularly, but an awful lot of people like those. The T-shirts, every year we get the T-shirts, a collection of Labatt's T-shirts.
Are you part of the
No, but Labatt sponsor the TT, and they come round to all the course pubs, and they hand out Labatt's T-shirts and various other bits of advertising, promotional stuff, in, I suppose, in the hope to bring Labatt's to people's attention, isn't it? But it helps because you don't have to keep up with the washing. You've got all these free T-shirts, 7 of them lined up, one for each day.
Have you noticed any changes in the TT during the 7 years that you've been here? I mean, I guess it's been quite difficult.
Well, I think it's not as busy for as long anymore. I think the transport problems have hit us quite a lot. We've been talking to the brewery and they've said that this year in particular TT has happened later. Practice week has really only been the last 2 or 3 days rather than the whole week anymore. That's right. But in general it seems to be pretty much the same people, the same things going on. Bikers don't drink as much, that's the only thing you must say, that they're becoming far more realistic with what they can do with a bike and the drink side, which is quite nice, and there's never any trouble. That's the brilliant thing about it, never any trouble.
Had you heard much about the TT before you moved over?
Well, the only bits you hear when you're in the mainland really are the sensational bits, you know, so many people have died, this, that, and you come over and you really do think it's horrendous, and of course on an individual scale it is. If somebody dies, that's bad, but for the number of bikes that are over here, if you actually take that in concept of England altogether, there's probably that many road accidents anyway. If you had that many bikers in Manchester or Birmingham or anywhere in one day, TT or not, they would still be accidents. So really, it's not too bad at all.